The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast on demand.
Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. It is National Hot Dog Day, and the only reason I bring this up is because there is the whole 53% of Americans say hot dogs are in fact a sandwich. And I don't remember where we fell on this, because we've debated this several times on the show over the years.
Well, I remember where I fell. A hot dog is a hot dog. It has a separate listing on the menu. If it was a sandwich, it'd be listed under sandwiches. And it's not.
I feel like it depends on what sort of restaurant you go to, though.
Really? You've seen hot dogs in the sandwich section on any menu ever?
Yeah, I feel like I have. Where you have the entrees, you have the appetizers, you have the salads, and you have the sandwiches. And if the restaurant offers like a gourmet style hot dog, it would be on there.
Really?
Yeah. So anyways, today's National Hot Dog Day. 53% of Americans, a majority, I will say.
That's a lot.
Think hot dogs are in fact a sandwich. And I can't, you know, I think for the sake of argument, I'll say, sure, it meets the requirements of a sandwich, meaning there's meat, there's bread.
But the bread is connected.
Well, you know what? If you don't cut a hot dog, I mean, if you don't cut a hamburger bun well enough, it's connected too.
No, the bun's always.
A pita is connected.
Yes, and a pita is a pita.
A pita could be
also not a sandwich.
No, pita's a sandwich.
No.
Oh my God.
No. No, those are fighting words. Listen, I'm going to need to see screenshots of any menu where a hot dog is listed in the sandwich section. Same thing with pita.
I think you can go to just about any restaurant and a pita sandwich is going to be in a sandwich section. And a hot dog.
I'm going to need screenshots, because I feel as though they're listed in separate, like, here's the pitas and here are the hot dogs. That's what I feel like.
Listen,
in
I'm not.
In my world, they're all separate.
I'm not hating on hot dogs at all. I love hot dogs.
Oh,
I think
me too.
There are some fantastic hot dogs, even in this city. But I just, for the sake of argument, like, I don't care where it's listed, honestly. Like, it's not going to cause me to lose any sleep over whether it's categorized as a sandwich or not. I think, but for the sake of argument, I'm just going to say, as if you look at the definition of what a sandwich is, you know, bread, meat in the middle, I think that's kind of where it lies. So, I'm going to have to agree.
Sherry's rolling in, confusing everything, saying Subway bread is connected. That is a true statement.
Yeah, so where do you categorize
that? Breads, yes.
Does that change? Does that change your thought process? Because it doesn't mine.
No, it. I mean, I get that. That is a valid point, and so maybe my hot dog bun is connected. Argument is not great.
It's a little bit weak. I get it.
Yes, for saying a hot dog is not a sandwich.
Yeah, so I think, Kelly, maybe you just need to kind of open your mind to the thought of, you know what, the overarching category of sandwich is broad, and it can accept maybe some outliers like the hot dog or the pita or the hoagie as a contender.
We're going to have to start calling hamburger sandwiches then, because on the menus, it says hamburgers and sandwiches.
Hamburgers are sandwiches. What are you talking about?
No. But the hamburgers are called hamburgers.
Meat and bread, Kelly.
Hamburgers.
Again,
we call them hamburgers.
All right.
It's what we call them. We call them hot dogs. We call them hamburgers.
So hamburgers are then yet another branch off of the sandwich tree.
Okay. So what I have a hard time.
Next, you're going to start telling me that cereal is a soup. And I'm just going to be like, hang on a second. Breakfast soup?
Well, that does meet the requirements, does it not?
All right.
I feel like it does. So if you're going to go down that lane, then if I have to concede that hamburgers and hot dogs are both just sandwiches, then cereal is soup. And our world is upside down, and I don't know,
you know what?
How to move forward.
I think I like calling cereal breakfast soup. yes, can you give me a listing of your breakfast soups? Well, we've got a frosted flake, we've got a fruity pebble, and we've got honey nut Cheerios. All right. Do that every hour throughout the morning, brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly K.
So students at this Bullis school in Maryland designed a device for parents who use wheelchairs to walk their kids safely. Jeremy King is their teacher's husband. He underwent brain surgery to remove a tumor that left him with some balance issues. Mm-hmm. So he needs to use a wheelchair. And when he and his wife found out they were expecting, they were concerned he wouldn't be able to walk with their baby.
Mm.
So they kind of listened to his needs, came up with a device that can attach a car seat to his wheelchair so he can safely walk his baby.
Aw.
It's really, really sweet. And they hope to replicate this for other wheelchair-bound parents. But we've got the whole story, a little video up on WDJX.com. We've tweeted it. You can see how it works. It's really genius.
Cool.
And again, came from students.
Yeah.
Students are smart.
I mean, heck, JCPS even threw out a challenge to students to say, hey, help the community. And like, they got some great ideas. Like, students, yeah. Don't miss students with their ideas because they have some good ones.
Exactly. So again, you can see it at WDJX.com.
99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Late in the show yesterday, we had it, but it was a monumental day for a lot of people as the second trip into space in 2 weeks was successfully completed by Jeff Bezos. Literally, it took a lunch break, less than a lunch break. It was like he was up there and down.
It was 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Yeah. he traveled.
It was over a billion. How many billions of dollars for 10 minutes?
He traveled over 66 miles into the Earth's atmosphere. And yes, about 10 miles higher than Richard Branson's flight last week. And so he...
Does he win?
I guess so.
Is there a contest?
I mean, he
we deem him the winner.
I guess if there is a winner, but yeah, he successfully did it there yesterday. It happened right after 9 o'clock, and then it was done, and he was back on the ground by like 9:30. It was wild. But anyways,
it was all before breakfast was over.
I know. Like some people didn't even get out of bed, and Jeff Bezos had already been to space and back, and it's like, oh. Okay.
All right. What else do we do with our day?
I don't know. Kind of crazy there. So, anyways, you can read about it. You can see the liftoff and all that fun stuff. And WDJX.com. We got it there. So good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Let's get to a little bit of sports. Oh, yeah. Thump the chest. Let's do sports.
Sports.
Because when you think sports, obviously you think Ben and Kelly.
Sure.
I only bring this
top
up.
Mind.
Yep. To congratulate the Milwaukee Bucks, who won the NBA championship last night, beating the... Do you know who they played?
No.
Phoenix no Suns.
Idea. Okay, it was even on last night
yep.
in my house.
Yep.
I didn't pay attention.
105-98.
Now, Jeff, with 9.5 remaining, a miracle finish would have to obviously happen for Phoenix to pull it out. And yep. again, they're out of timeouts. Booker, turn, shoots, fires, shot won't go, Tucker the rebound, and that'll do it.
So I bring this up for a couple reasons. One, I mean, it's pretty big accomplishment because the Bucks have won their second title in franchise history, their first in 50 years. And a second, because former Louisville Cardinal star Jordan Nwora is the first former Louisville player to play for an NBA championship team since...
Okay, well, there you go.
Samaki Walker won a title with the Lakers back in, like, 2002 or something. It's, like, been a long time.
Okay, but I was waiting for a reason to care, and there it is.
Okay, all right. all right.
Yay, so, sports.
Yes, yeah, sports. Sports. On 99.7 DJX. All right, coming up next, it is a... setting the bar story. And it involves...
Excuse me, was that a magic eraser?
Yes, it involves magic erasers. All right, setting the bar. These are always setting the bar for you very low as opposed to very high. Something that you can easily accomplish if you just don't do this.
Okay.
So, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without cleaning your teeth with a magic eraser, you're doing okay.
Oh, listen, I get it because, yes, the magic eraser is downright magical. I mean, it can get stuff off your walls. It can really clean many surfaces. Your teeth, however, is not one of them.
Started from TikTok.
One, I don't use any fluoride at all. Here is where we all gasp. This is a magic eraser. Yeah, that's what I said. I take a little tiny piece of it, wet it. Don't touch your gums.
Don't touch your gums.
Can you hear that?
Okay, so then it cuts to this dentist who has a reaction to her TikTok.
Excuse me, was that a magic eraser? Not because she's afraid of fluoride, but she's cool with using a magic eraser on her teeth. But for real though, a magic eraser is actually made of melanin foam. It's basically foam that's hard as glass and acts like a really abrasive sandpaper. Meaning, yeah, your teeth are white because you scrubbed all the enamel off them. So in fact, no, don't do this.
Okay, so he issues the warning, and then the news has to get involved.
Gosh. Dentists have come out against a dangerous new viral trend, cleaning your teeth with a Mr. Clean magic eraser.
Oh my gosh, let's stop doing that, all right?
People are like, look at how white my teeth are though.
I know.
The trend gained traction on the social media platform TikTok, with the original video gaining over 255,000 likes since it was posted in June.
Right.
Magic Eraser is a Mr. Clean branded line of cleaning pads made with chemicals that should not be consumed or used on parts of the body.
No, it shouldn't. And we shouldn't have to tell you that. But
now, are we going to have to change the box on the magic erasers? Are we going to have to say, hey, don't clean your teeth with these? There's a reason they're not sold in the toothpaste aisle.
I would be surprised if there isn't already a warning like that on the box that says,
there probably is.
For external use only, do not use on body. Like, I'm sure that there is some sort of warning already on there, but
maybe we need to make it clearer. Don't clean your teeth with this.
Yeah, leave it to some people to go, wow, you know what? This really does shine my toilet really well.
Effective. So, and then I can turn around and clean my teeth with it.
I can clean my teeth with it. Yeah, so that's a setting the bar. Wow. Let's, you know, you may be getting ready to brush your teeth right now. And you may be thinking, wow, you know what? Magic eraser, that could certainly save some time.
No, don't do that because you won't have any enamel left.
Yeah. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without cleaning your teeth with a magic eraser, then you're doing okay.
Okay.
That is setting the bar.
Wow.
I saw this news yesterday that Netflix was thinking about adding video games to its service.
Right now, they're saying it's not going
to increase
the price. Well, it's talking about subscription prices.
Oh, right.
Because we're always concerned about that.
Yeah, right, exactly. But this would be the first new thing that they've added since they started releasing original programming back in 2012. But yeah, they're like kind of looking at video games that would be able to be used on like a mobile device, like on your phone.
Okay, so you wouldn't need like a controller or anything like that.
Right, that's what it sounds like. But I mean, they haven't started it yet, but just know that that is kind of where Netflix thinks they're headed with video games. So, I mean, I'd be down with that because, you know, I'm like not a gamer, but if it's right in front of me, I may be like more inclined to check it out.
Something like if you're traveling, this could like help you pass the time.
For sure. Speaking of gaming, Peloton just announced that they are releasing their first fitness video game called Lane Break. And it's a simple game where you just, you're controlling a tire amongst a bunch of obstacles. And so you pedal and switch lanes, and it's based and it's set to music, obviously.
Sure.
So I know you just jumped on the Peloton train. I don't know if that's something that you'd be interested in or not.
I mean, if it distracts me from what I'm actually doing, then I'm kind of on board.
Right, exactly. I'm telling you what, if Peloton gets into a partnership with Nintendo and partners with Mario Kart, I'm telling you, that's a game changer. Everybody's in.
Absolutely. But I'm not sure how they could do that. I mean, I feel like you need to make it so bike can lean or something, you know, to like, because you can't really move a lot other than just pedal.
Right, right. So, I mean, it'd have to be like speed, and maybe you have some sort of joystick or something like that. I don't know. But you're getting way too much into the logistics with this. But I'm just saying. I'm saying a Mario Kart Peloton collaboration is what I'm here for. And I'm not even on the Peloton train yet. But
well, maybe you should jump on board, Toot Toot.
Every hour brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling, Kelly Kitt.
This is straight crazy. I mean, a New York cop ran to a raging fire without any protection from the extreme heat. Officer Mark Conklin, that was his name, mm-hmm. Jamestown Police Department.
Okay.
Answering a service call when he was told about a possible fire on a different street. So he just dashed over, told the family trapped inside to jump.
I got you. I got you. Come on. Jump, jump. I got you. I got you.
Wow.
Yeah. He caught them, saved their lives.
Wow.
Unbelievable. Now, you know, the house belonging to the family was destroyed. They lost right. everything. GoFundMe was set up for them at helpriverafamily.com. But just an incredible story.
Yeah, but they didn't lose their life.
They did not. Exactly. Dang. And we've got the story up on the website, WDJX.com.
Wow. Feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, couple things. Want to get into this a little bit later this hour. But what's the pettiest reason you've ever rejected someone, all right?
Okay.
Pettiest reason.
I once stopped dating someone because they had a greasy face. Would that qualify?
Yeah, it would. Yeah, sure. Greasy okay. face. Can you beat greasy face? I'm going to get into that.
A long time ago.
Okay. In about a half an hour. Before that, though, it's that search for love that leads you to many, many, many different places and awkward encounters with strangers. Kelly and I just bring them to life. Missed connections on the way. Sometimes you run across a person in the most unlikely of places and you're struck with hearts in your eyes. And maybe that person is holding a plunger or maybe they're driving an electric car. Either
yeah,
way.
Yeah, it's just not an opportune time to, you know, exchange names and numbers and be like, hey, let's go out sometime.
When that happens, sometimes Craigslist.
When you strike out in real life, you can always try
Craigslist missed connections. Ladies first.
Sure.
I'm a sucker for a guy with a racing stripe, woman for man.
All right.
It's not every day you see a hot guy rocking a pair of aviators with an old school mullet.
Okay.
But there you were, Mama Likey.
Yes.
You were seductive revving the engine of a souped-up Nissan Leaf. Is that an electric car? Sorry. I was the blonde with the extra-large hoop nose ring smiling from ear to ear.
Wow.
That sounds dangerous, like snaggable, you know?
Right.
Ow. You must have seen me because when I walked in front of your roaring beast-mobile, you hit your horn.
Okay.
It shocked me because it played the Mexican hat dance song. For real, that is a fun car horn.
Wow.
I really like that option.
All right.
I was about to turn around and give you my number, but then you peeled out of the parking lot like Vin Diesel. In the Nissan Leaf. If you see this, tell me the color of the redneck girls do it better tank top I was wearing so I know it's you. Ta-tas for now. Not sure if that was intentional or not. I mean,
ta-ta or
ta-ta
I was gonna
could
say.
Mean goodbye. Maybe she put the S on. Maybe it was intentional.
Maybe it was intentional.
Hey, check out my buzzies. All I don't
right.
know.
All right. We hope those people can find one another again. It's
Craigslist missed connection.
This one's titled "Just Doing My Job, Ma'am."
All right,
man for woman. You clogged the Wendy's toilet last Saturday night.
Oh my god! Wait, that's where we're starting.
That's where it starts.
Oh dang! Wow.
My boss summoned me to help you out, and that's when I went into the restroom. And I was pleasantly surprised.
Wait a second. Did she go tell the management, hey, I clogged your toilet? That is impressive.
I was pleasantly surprised to find you. You were the dark-haired girl with the pouty lips and the frosty milkshake stain on your shirt.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't my plan. But suddenly, I became your knight in shining armor.
Oh, wow. To the rescue.
Actually, I'm just the drive-thru guy who showed up with the extra strength plunger. His sword is his plunger.
Yeah, I see that.
After 5 minutes of different angle pumps, something incredible happened.
Ew, what?
The toilet gave up and I was victorious.
Okay, great. The toilet gave up. Like it was this epic battle between the two.
Between man and toilet.
Yeah.
You thanked me and gave me a high five.
Oh, wow.
What's it called when people go through a traumatic experience together and fall in love?
I don't know. I know it's a Nightingale effect when, like, nurses or something fall in love with patients. I don't know what this is called.
I want you to come back in. I'll treat you to another Frosty.
Oh.
I've kept a little piece of the toilet paper that fell on the floor in my wallet ever since to remember you by.
He's got toilet paper in the wallet?
Well, I mean, when you have a traumatic experience and you met the potential love of your life, you want to remember it, right?
But listen, can we just go back and acknowledge the fact that she stayed through the whole thing instead of just running out of the restaurant, never to return?
Yeah, she
which is what I would have done.
She didn't walk on a clog, that's for sure.
No, she didn't. Oh, my God.
All right. You know, hopefully these people find one another. That's what we're hoping.
Oh, yeah. It sounds like they're made for each other.
Yep. This has been
Craigslist.
There was a Reddit thread where people were asked the pettiest reason they rejected someone. You know, we've all seen relationships that ran into like major deal breakers, you know, cheating and stuff like that. We highlight that almost daily on the show, you know, but sometimes things end for the reasons that are like you head scratchers. Like you're like, okay, that was all it took.
I thought it was going well.
Right.
Uh-huh.
So you admittedly ended a relationship. Why again?
I wouldn't call it a relationship. I just really didn't go on another date.
Mm-hmm.
A greasy face.
Okay. That would count.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, I have matured now. That was really dumb.
So, pettiest reason you've ever rejected someone. Some of the better answers. She had the same name as my mom.
Oh. Well, I mean, you can't fault her for that. What if she was amazing?
He held his knife like a pen.
Okay, I'm holding a pen right now. Oh.
Yeah, like, and I've seen people.
That's like a surgeon's scalpel.
Yeah, I was going to say, and I've seen people like use a knife kind of like a pen where, yeah, that is a little
bit
weird.
I've never seen that in real life.
I don't know if I would ever end a relationship because of that.
No, I might question it though, like, huh, that's an interesting way to hold that.
He didn't use pillowcases.
Oh.
He owned them, but never actually put them on. I'm like,
oh,
I am all about pillowcases.
Oh, yes. You need to. I mean, because there is like things that come off your face and dust and over time, and then it's just going to sit in the pillow.
Well, and if you've got a pillow that has down filling in it, then sometimes they'll poke through and they'll stab
it's
your
very
face.
Stabby. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pettiest reason you've ever rejected someone. I didn't like all the spelling mistakes he was making.
Oh, that's a huge one.
I guess if they are of a certain age and they're still using grammatical and spelling errors routinely.
Yeah.
Mm.
That's not good. We need to maybe have a refresher course in elementary school if we're doing that.
I know, and I've had friends who've been this guy, but pettiest reason you've ever rejected someone, he refused to eat any kind of vegetable at the age of 25.
Oh.
I've had friends who will never get any sort of vegetable topping on a hamburger. It'll be a burger, cheese, mustard, or ketchup, and that's it.
And lettuce, no. Don't even touch my burger.
No, don't even touch my burger with anything. Oh. Green, won't have a salad, only fries. Like, okay. I mean, I've had those people.
I mean, I have learned to love broccoli and squash and zucchini, and those are like my favorites, but yeah, as a kid, I wasn't fond of them unless you drenched them in cheese or ranch.
Carrie texted in and said, I dated a guy and we met at the pool for the first time. He was so hairy, I ghosted him after that werewolf style hair in the back.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wow. I mean, I'm kind of hairy, too, so
I just thinking that one hits a little close to home.
Maybe hits a little close for me, for sure.
Oh, no.
Pettiest reason you've ever rejected someone. Every time I was asked what you would like to do, it was an annoying, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, unable to make a decision about anything. Annoying.
Oh, man. Aaron said I couldn't go on another date with a guy because he couldn't dance.
Really?
That's some pressure right there.
I mean, I get that, you know, a guy that can dance, really hot.
Sure.
But I don't think his lack of ability is a reason to just be like deuces.
Well, that was good enough for Aaron. Again, these are petty reasons. This isn't a, these aren't
right.
Like legitimate reasons to reject
right.
someone. It's petty reasons. So, this is maybe one of my favorites. He dropped something and said, whoopsie. It's like, I'm out. I'm out. I'm out. Oh, man.
Oh, that's great.
All right. So, yeah, if you've got any, we'd love to see some of yours. Like Mary Kate, he still picked his nose. Man, they're...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'll go in there and dig if I've got an itch. Like, I'm not what do you call it? I don't do it all the time, but yeah. I mean, when you got an itch, how do you get it out? Blow your nose?
Well, yeah, you get a Kleenex and incorporate that
The
procedure.
Yeah, in the procedure.
I think. Randy said I would not date a guy because he could not pronounce the letter R sounds. He replaced it with a W, which I realize is like a legitimate impediment.
Yeah.
But my name also starts with an R.
Yeah, and again.
So then she'd be Wandy.
Yeah. And again, these are petty reasons.
Yeah.
I know. These are petty reasons. So anyways, we'd love to see yours at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970. We're just talking about the pettiest reason you've ever rejected someone. It's all stemmed from a Reddit thread that kind of went viral. But some of the better text messages that we've received over the past few minutes have been pretty funny. One text we got from a listener: I broke up with my 8th grade boyfriend right before Christmas, so I wouldn't have to buy him a gift.
Oh, wow.
Here's the thing.
That's up there with the most of the petty.
We've heard this from adults, so don't worry.
Yeah, we have.
So don't worry about it from you being in 8th grade. I feel like that's almost understandable, right?
Well, sure. That's par for the course at that age. We did get a text from Yasmin. She says, I once broke up with a guy. He was good looking, but he was into martial arts and had cauliflower ears. Couldn't take it. And then she sent a picture. Never heard of this before, but apparently it's a thing, the result of a direct blow to the outer ear.
Yeah, a lot of wrestlers and MMA fighters and even boxers you'll see have cauliflower ears. And that's a lot of the reason why, like, wrestlers in high school and college wear those little things that cover their ears.
The hats, yes. Mm-hmm. And they have like the little area that, oh my gosh.
Yes, to
I never
help
knew
prevent that.
That.
Yeah, for sure. I got a text from a listener that said, we had the same last name.
Now, see, I feel like that could have saved on a lot of paperwork had you gotten married. You know, a lot of less things to change over.
Yeah, but the listener text, it would have, that would have been, but what if he was a long lost cousin?
Then there's that.
I guess. This one from a listener, she kept putting ellipses everywhere in texts. Now, I'm a fan of the ellipsis, which is the 3 periods, dot, 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 you know?
I do that all the time. Because it's like, you know, still my thoughts continuing.
Right.
Or, you know, here's where you chime in.
Or there's just
something.
Trail off.
Yes. Or
just kind of leave it there.
A period just sometimes just seems too final.
Yeah. Right.
Like, I don't want the conversation to be over, so I'll just leave the ellipsis.
That's funny. So anyways, pettiest reason you've ever rejected someone. Coming up next, Kelly found these fun, I guess I'll say fun little embarrassing short stories. I want you to deliver them because I feel like you're going to do it more justice than me, but they are pretty
because
funny.
They because they really cracked me up.
Yes.
I feel like you'd be like, eh.
Well,
that's really hilarious.
So Kelly's going to walk you through. They're almost like little setting the bar stories, all right?
Yeah, little life fails.
All right.
Very short.
Yeah.
Was so, hilarious.
That coming up next on 99.7 EJX. So we saw this on Facebook. Kelly saw it while scrolling on Facebook. And they're short little stories. And they're almost like little setting the bar stories regarding, I don't know, relationships, short situations, things like that.
Yeah. So I actually like practiced these, delivered them to some other moms at the pool the other day. So shout out to Susan and Julie. They're like, oh, you sound like Kelly Kay then.
You're like, I am.
I'm just Kelly.
Right.
All right, here you go. Dude at PacSun asked for my number while I was cashing out. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I'm not really interested. And this man looks at me and goes, I meant for the rewards program. Why am I the dumbest human being alive?
Right.
I would do that. Another one. I broke up with my girlfriend at a restaurant. She started crying. Everyone thought I had proposed, so they started clapping.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. That is no. No.
Oh, no, no,
that
no.
is funny.
Could you imagine?
No.
Another one. The elevator doors opened up, and the guy walked in the elevator. It was just me and him in there. And he said, I love you. I'm not rude. So I said, I love you, too.
Oh, my God.
He gave me a weird look and pointed at his Bluetooth.
No. I'm telling you what. Bluetooth, that gets you into trouble all the time.
Oh, all the time.
That is funny.
Oh, that's a good one. True story. Surgeon said, does someone fart? Silence. The surgeon said, I need to know if someone farted. I may have perforated a bowel. The medical student said, I farted.
No, no. What a time to own up for that.
Yeah, no, I would quit the program. I'm no longer going to be a doctor.
You're just like, it's like that meme of Homer Simpson disappearing into the bush.
Yes! Couple more.
All right.
I had to go to the library to pay a fee. I was practicing in the car between I have to pay a fine and I have to pay a fee.
Sure.
I walked in, firmly stated, I have to pee.
Oh, no.
Slapped a $5 bill on the counter. The fee was 10 cents. Walked out. Haven't been back 3 years.
At that point, you know what? That's your stupid tax. No, you just own up to it and leave.
I'm out. Okay. A couple more. This lady came in this morning, walked up to the front desk to greet us before gasping loudly saying, I forgot my dog. She was at the vet.
Oh, my gosh. Of all
that's
the
100%
times.
Something I would do.
Right, right.
I'd get all the way there and be like I thought I forgot something.
Dang it.
Where's Poppy and Piper? All right, last one. New developments. Apparently, my mom is not even home. And the person I hear puttering around the house is the carpet cleaning service. I've been yelling, grill me a cheese for the last 20 minutes.
And they're probably going, what is that person yelling? Why are they yelling it? Meatloaf! Very good, Kelly. There you have it. Hilarious, short, embarrassing stories. Little setting the bars, if you will.
Yeah, they made me laugh.
On 99.7 DJX.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, sometimes you just need the opinion of people who aren't emotionally invested in your situation. So you can go to our website at WDJX.com. You can shoot us a message on all social media platforms and let us toss it out to our audience and let them, you know, answer and solve your issue.
Well, yeah, we got a lot of smart people that listen and can maybe offer some perspective maybe you hadn't considered.
Right. So Blair writes in, and Blair is not her real name. She says, so I've been discreetly dating my boss, we'll call him Jim, at my job for about a year. I think we've done a good job of keeping everything quiet and keeping boundaries up at work. So what I'm about to say shouldn't be that difficult. My problem is he's started talking long term and kids and all that stuff while I realized about 2 weeks ago that I wanted to break up with him.
Oh, not on the same page. Oh, no.
Oh,
oh, wow.
I mean, that's a tough conversation to have and when you're not working with one
exactly,
another.
Exactly, but right. When you're going to have to continue to have the work relationship.
She says, yes, I know I've complicated things by dating my boss.
Uh-huh.
But it just happened. And here we are.
Uh-huh.
What I'm really trying to ask is, do you or your listeners have any suggestions on how I can break up with him and keep my job? And here's where it gets interesting.
Uh-oh.
She says, as if this wasn't complicated enough, I was out at happy hour with a guy I met, and one of our coworkers walked in and spotted me.
Uh-oh.
Now, she doesn't know I'm dating Jim, but I know she'll say something in the office.
Like, oh, hey, Blair, how is your new man?
Oh, I saw Blair out at happy hour.
He was hot.
Did you go home with him? Yeah, exactly. So she says, so my second question is, do I say something to this coworker before she brings something up in front of the rest of the office? Ah, I've really gotten myself into a situation. Thank you.
Oh, this is twofold.
Blair, okay. I think you just quit. This is too much for me.
You know what? Just never come back.
This is too much. It's too much for me. Actually, no. I have two part to that. Quit and move to a different city. Okay?
Yes. That might be the only answer here when you it comes to us.
You can catch the Ben and Kelly Show on the podcast. You can catch it on the stream. It's fine. You won't be
Take
without.
Take us with you. It's
exactly.
Fine.
Wherever you go.
So Dawn said, be honest, be kind and respectful. Uh-huh. And matter of fact, break up. Let the dust settle. See how your job situation is. Don't go out with a coworker again. For the love, stop dating where you work.
Okay, hang on. Are we forgetting that he is her boss?
Yeah. Well.
Now, legally, he can't fire her.
No, nor can he, like, take any sort of retaliation. Mm-hmm. But, you know she's going to have to really be on her game, because if she makes any missteps, he probably won't hesitate to write her up or whatever.
Okay, so here's my thought. And then this is maybe a question for someone, a professional who works in HR, because I don't know. But here's just a thought. Does Blair go to HR now because she has been discreet? No one kind of knows what's been happening the past year. Does she go to HR now and give them kind of a heads up, like, hey, just so you know, Jim and I have been seeing each other. We're going to end things. And so just want to give you a heads up.
Well,
I mean, is that, I don't know.
I feel like you need to figure out what the policy is at the company, because if she goes and says something, if they have a strict policy against that,
no dating,
she could get him fired.
Man.
Cause he is definitely in
the more vulnerable
yes, position here with the company if they have strict policies against that.
Okay.
Uh oh.
All right. So anyways, I would love to hear from someone in HR. I mean, because this is thick. And when I say thick, I'm using three C's on this one.
Uh-huh. Like, she could dump him and get him fired. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's harsh.
Yeah, that is a bit savage for that. So 502-571-9970. This is group therapy. Dipping the pen in the company ink yet again. Man, how many times do we have to go over this on the show?
But it's happened quite a bit.
And you know what? And I think about it, and I'm like, man, I dated my now wife when we worked at the same place, a deli, when I was in college.
But you were like equal coworkers. Like, she wasn't your boss, right? Or you weren't her boss?
There may have been some gray area there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think I was
management?
I was a manager at one point, but like, you know, manager when you're at a deli, is that really manager?
Oh, all the deli managers are like, yes, it is.
I mean, I was. So, I mean,
oh, wow. But I was thinking at the radio.
No, I'm just like,
take care of Ben Davis.
I know, but I was early 20s and a manager at a restaurant. I wasn't the owner or the general manager or anything like that. But anyways, my whole point is, like, so when you start, sometimes, you know, because Blair said it just happened and she wound up in a relationship with her boss. And I'm just sitting there thinking, you know, when you get into that relationship, you're not thinking of the end. You're not thinking of, like, what if this ends and how awful that would be just to work and to be around and sure, have that happen in the end, you know?
And I know that there for a lot of people, it does work out that you find your spouse or your partner at your workplace, but there's a lot of situations where it doesn't work out, and then it's awkward. And Jessica said, yes, you both should have known better, but the heart wants what it wants.
Yes.
I get it. Technically, he's in a position of power above you, and the harassment and discrimination laws prohibit him from firing you because you break up with him. However, every company has its own policies. So you may have cut your own throat. I don't know. If he fires you due to your breakup with no other provable workplace offenses, then you can possibly sue the pants off of him. But yes, agree with the statement. Don't choose your honey where you make your money. Flirt and be done if the attention is nice. Good luck.
It is tough, though, because sometimes you work around hot people, and it's like, how can you not, you know?
Really?
You know, it's like, it's not your fault that all your coworkers are so attractive. It's, you know, the person who hired them fault. Which, by the way, again, going back to the deli that I worked at in college, like, we had the most attractive staff, and the general manager literally said to me, they were like, man, I don't care, but if they're hot, I'm hiring them.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. I'm sure that was wrong, but you know, again.
That was really wrong.
But yeah, that's whatever.
Really
like,
wrong.
Like, so it was a very, like I said, when I go back to the whole, it might have been a loose situation, a little gray situation. I mean, you got to think of where I was working at the time, too. So.
Okay, so while some workplaces have less formal policies against stuff like that, Jared said, you both are wrong for dating each other. That's just workplace etiquette 101.
Mm-hmm.
You said break up with him, which would imply you guys were exclusive, so you were out cheating on him as well, referencing the out with another guy, and the coworker saw that.
Yeah.
Blair sounds like a bad person. Don't be a Blair, kids.
Joy, and so I think, I don't have any idea if Joy actually has HR experience, but she's like, hey, Kentucky is an at-will state, so employers can fire you for any reason. So,
yeah.
So like he could just turn around and say, well, you know what? Performance, not great. Sorry, you're gone. And
not have to have specific not have reasons to have a why reason the performance isn't good.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Brittany says, you know, they could both just ignore each other and be great work professionals and be boring. But that's boring. Get him fired.
Oh, wow. That's a little aggressive.
That is.
And then Blair chimes in on Facebook. Hey, can we change the name? Asking for a friend, because Blair is not the real name.
We're sorry, Blair. We know you'd never.
Yeah, that's not you.
We know
get it.
You'd never. All right. So what? I
don't think we landed on any sort of solid advice. Like, here is step one, do this. Step two, do that. She knows the relationship's over. Don't string him along.
Yeah.
Because he clearly thinks there's a future. You know there's not. So you need to end this now so that he doesn't continue to be strung along.
So
that just makes it way worse.
All right. So this is what I'm going to say. And you can agree with me or not.
Okay.
I'm going to say, you know, do your best. Hey, it's not you, it's me. And we need to
classic.
We need to take a break, and at the same time, get your resume polished up, because there could be an axe coming. Maybe it's not this week. Maybe it's not next week, but it's coming.
I mean, we're already like not giving this guy any credit for being a mature adult who could handle being broken up with without retaliating. We're giving him zero credit.
Right, exactly. I don't know.
He could totally be like, I get it, all right, and be a professional and move on and nothing's going to happen. But many, many people in the comments are posting links to, here's a place to get jobs. Your resume.
Right. I'm literally going to be at a job fair tomorrow. So, I mean,
there you go.
There could be opportunities for you if that happens. But
jobs are aplenty.
All right. Now. So, Blair, good luck. Let us know what happens.
Oh, yeah. I'm real curious. I'm kind of invested now.
I mean, first,
I think we all agreed, too. We say nothing to the coworker that saw you out with another guy. Just
assume.
That's a side situation. You just let that go. I feel like we need to attack the main situation, which is, you know, the relationship is over with the boss. We need to address that.
All right. There you go. Group therapy. Good luck, Blair. Keep us posted. Feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly K.
I'm calling this one a feel good.
All right.
It's a little bit of an LOL, too.
All right.
Oreo announced a new protection program to hide Oreo thins from your kids so you can have a secret stash.
A secret stash? So what are they doing?
So they got like different packaging. Which is great. So the packaging has sides that make it look like normal household items, like a cookbook, frozen vegetables, a pack of t-shirts, or a car owner's manual.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's like they don't actually know they're cookies, so you can just kind of keep them all to yourself, and your kids don't eat them all. Because I don't know if there's, if your kids or anything, any like mine, like they eat the good snacks.
Oh, right
like,
away.
All before, yeah. Before I get any. So this is a fun way for parents to get a secret stash. And then, so you can win a special edition pack of cookies and $25,000. I mean, they're giving away 25 grand. How fun is that?
Okay.
We'll tweet out the link. I mean, that could be a real good feel good for your bank account, right?
Yeah.
That qualifies. That qualifies as feel good.
Okay.
There you go. I'm tweeting it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Okay, great.
The consultant's not going to like that one, but no. I don't care. I did it anyway.
All right, feel good every hour throughout the morning. Brought to you by Care Heating and Cooling on 99.7 EJX. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Setting the bar stories. These are always stories that set the bar for your day very low. So, you know, whatever happens today, maybe you're stuck in traffic, maybe you're late for a meeting, maybe you stub your toe, you can look back on this moment and say, well, at least I didn't do that.
Yeah, and still a win for the day.
Yeah. So I get it. Sometimes you get in trouble. But let's, you know, not get in more trouble. And this is where we meet Robert. All right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without Googling how long drugs stay in your system while you're being detained by the police, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's kind of a little tip of the hat.
Yeah,
to the police that, yeah, you nabbed the right guy.
Robert had quite an afternoon, got pulled over on a motorcycle after kind of driving erratically. Turns out, oh, no, it's not my motorcycle. Someone loaned it to me. Okay, Robert.
All righty. Strike number one.
Right. All right. Well, you know, you were still driving pretty erratically. Will you take a field sobriety test? Okay.
Strike number two.
Yeah, blood alcohol level is 0000. So he didn't have any alcohol in him. So they brought him in. And while they're at the station, he Googles, how long does meth stay in your system after initially consuming it? And then they're like, okay.
All right.
Okay.
You know what? I feel like guilty right there.
Yeah, that's, they were able to then use that to get a search warrant.
Oh, that gives them, like, you know,
yeah,
a probable cause.
Yeah. And there you go. So he was later charged. Okay. So again, setting the bar. You know, you're in trouble. Let's not get yourself in more trouble.
Don't do that.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, if you can manage to make it through the day without Googling how long drugs stay in your system while you're being detained by the police, then you're doing okay.
Could you imagine if he had Googled, like, how to hide a body?
I know.
We've Googled some weird stuff before.
That's why I'm like, if I ever get fired and they look at my computer,
they're going to have questions.
They're going to have questions. Yeah. And maybe be all right with their decision. Who knows? So something happened back in January, and we're all just kind of coming to the realization that it is what it is. Something very subtle. There was a name change on a very famous town in Austria. Now, Kelly, I can't actually even tell you the name of the town. And you're like, well, this is pointless. Why even bring up the story?
Well, it was very popular. A lot of people would go and have their picture taken next to the town sign.
So it's kind of like,
would even do things next to the town sign.
Right. So it's kind of like going to Hell, Michigan, or going to, you know, one of those places that have a really interesting town name, like,
it's not safe for work.
Yeah, like Butthole Lane. Or Wank Mountain in Germany.
Like, how did they even originally get named these things?
Well,
I don't know.
Obviously, it took a different meaning after the name of the town, which only had 100 residents there in Austria.
There was another meaning for butthole, really?
I don't know. But this town was the F word and ing, okay? So, but it wasn't spelled the way we spell it, but it was with two Ks rather than a CK, right?
Right, so, and probably pronounced differently, too.
So, more like an ooh sound.
Yes.
Rather than
yes.
It was an ooh sound. But no
right.
One, but you look at it and you say the word.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
which is why, again, the sign was popular.
Right, so back in January, they literally changed the name of the town to Fugging. They changed it.
Well, all right then. I guess the mayor got a little tired of all the attention. And the only reason we know about this is because there's like a guy that kind of makes it a point to travel to all of these interesting town names.
Yeah. Yeah. This dude, Nicholas Hale, he goes on the ultimate rude trip and he goes to these weird town names. And so he went to this town, blanking Austria, and he was like, hang on a second. It's not
blanking there. It changed.
It's not blanking Austria anymore.
Yep.
So the town basically said that they had enough media frenzy about this in the past.
Uh-huh.
And they're not going to say anything else. So
They're over it.
Look at that.
They're like, listen, stop coming here.
So we can close a book on blanking Austria.
Oh,
and
wow.
I guess
you know, they said a lot of people stole the sign too. Like they had a problem, a consistent problem with people stealing the sign.
Yeah.
Because of what it said. Do you think they're going to steal this one now?
Probably not. I guess I'm just going to have to set my sights on Butthole Lane.
Yes, for that bucket trip list.
That bucket trip list, right. All right, guys, you miss anything from the show, catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. Lots discussed on group therapy this morning about dating your boss and how to get out of that when the relationship sours. If you missed it, man, you can see the comments. They've lit up on
with lots of job suggestions.
Right, right. Exactly. If that gives you any hint as to where it people are saying you should do. At Ben and Kelly Show there on Facebook. Otherwise, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.